Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. One of our special friends, Luke Vargas, man, he is like the traveling man, just back from Poland. We talked to him when he was in Poland. He was at the climate change summit, and we got some of his impressions of what was happening there and some of the ironic things that were going on in the country at the same time. Luke, overall, a scale of 1 to 10, how was Poland?
Well, I loved it. I certainly was counting on it being a winter wonderland, particularly because my itinerary took me to some national parks and places I thought would be great to see, like a bison, you know, passing around in the snow, and instead it was 50 and rainy. So it was a trip to Seattle, you know, I guess maybe the same flight time, just on in a different direction. But it was a great trip and very interesting, more for economic reasons. You just mentioned off the air, you know, some of the articles that are being written about Poland's economy. That was almost more interesting than the substance of the climate negotiations, learning about that country and sort of where it stands, what the fears are among people in the government there about how they might possibly derail their growth that has been so exceptional in the past few years. It was a very, very informative trip.
Yeah, were you surprised? Were you surprised by that element of it? Because I didn't realize that. I don't know, when I was sleeping, I guess somehow Poland was doing much better than I originally thought. I guess were you surprised by that?
I was, and I had taken a number of I'm Polish by blood, and I'd taken a number of Polish history courses in college, and it was certainly something that we talk about quite a lot in class. Is that of the Eurozone 27 countries, it was the only one that didn't dip into a recession in recent years. So it had found a way to achieve growth. But again, you know, you look at the history of the country over the past century or so, and it's not surprising to learn that in many regards, it's still underdeveloped. You know, their roads are underdeveloped, the waterways, that's something I talked about quite a lot in the video wrap-up on talkradionews.com. Just the fact that the country is a number of steps behind its neighbors, and then when it's asked, or it's expected of the country to double down and make an added economic commitment, you know, green energy investment on top of just plain old development, that they say, let's be reasonable here. We still have a lot of catching up to do. So how about you ask our neighbors to spend more money on green energy? We're going to stick with our coal and our shale gas for now. And it was interesting to hear from environmentalists why such a policy is dangerous, but then also very powerful to hear people who do care about the environment in the country but prioritize economic growth ahead of that talk about why, you know, they really don't have a choice in their policy. And that really is one of the more eloquent blendings of the big issues in climate negotiations that I could have expected, you know, if those are the conflicts that many countries are facing on a lesser scale, I think, around the world as we try to come towards some sort of environment and energy-related climate agreement for the next few decades.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to keep track of all that going through next year and the following year, too. We jump to Iran and the nuclear deal. Give me the latest on that, what you've heard.
Well, on one hand, not too much is new. There was a Drudge News report, a Free Beacon article that purported to be exclusive. Once I read it, I was amazed at how little was new. I mean, basically, the White House responding to a question from the Free Beacon and them, you know, pretending that nothing had ever been talked about on this nuclear deal. We knew that central to what was agreed to in Geneva is the fact that a limited and severely monitored civilian nuclear program is sort of an inescapable reality for Iran going forward. And the fact that the White House said it to one of the Free Beacon reporters sort of gave them some ammunition to run with. But what is sort of new is that you've got congressmen, some senior Democrats, including Chuck Schumer and Bob Menendez, who are talking about putting together a sort of potential sanctions regime that could kick into effect if Iran is found to be noncompliant. The White House, I thought, sort of overreacted by saying we don't support this. It shows that we may have negotiated in bad faith with the Iranians if we're already thinking about new sanctions. But look, Iran, certainly is familiar with having the U.S. and the international community having its eye on sanctions for noncompliance, and the fact that legislators are at this point cobbling together just basic points of what future sanctions could look like if noncompliance is found to be sort of how Iran is acting. I don't think that's so crazy. So those are the only two updates, I think, on the Iranian issue. But, again, I decided to fully research the issue again in the event that some of our hosts were panicking because of that Free Beacon story. But, again, not too much has changed. Mm-mm. We're simply in this sort of, and I'll admit, uncertain position. We are waiting to verify the compliance with Iran. And in the meantime, it does mean this uncomfortable reality that they are going to be pursuing enrichment, albeit at a lower level. But if years down the road, they do want to pick up, to break off their diplomacy with the U.S. and the world or the international community and pursue a nuclear program again, they will have uranium. And they will have the potential, not destroying a lot of facilities, but they will have the potential to further enrich that uranium. But at this point, we are trying to verify their compliance, and we'll be in sort of a holding pattern, I think, for a few more months.
Yeah, absolutely. We had that, really, the six-month window, so the clock is ticking on that. We jumped to Syria. The Syrian army retook Damascus, a suburb, at a massive cost. And what I'm thinking about and what we've talked about before is what's happening on the humanitarian side of all of this.
Well, we got a briefing at the UN today from the lead humanitarian coordinator for Syria. She was sort of upbeat, but when you crunch her numbers, again, I don't know what they're celebrating. There were 9 convoys that entered into Syria last month from various borders. That's up from an average of 3 for the past year per month. So I guess that's a slight improvement. The Syrian ambassador was sort of patting himself on the back and the Assad government on the back for, was allowing shipments that come from Iraq. So this is the far eastern part of the sort of elongated triangle that is Syria, if you will. To not have to go through Damascus before the aid is distributed around the country, which is important to note that shipments that are coming from Lebanon and Jordan, which are a lot closer to Damascus, have to go through the capital before being dispersed. That means, in the case of, let's say, Jordan, for example, that aid convoys have to bypass one of the most needy cities, which is Daraa, right along the Jordanian border, go about 60 or 80 miles to Damascus on very precarious roads. Not only are they bombed out in some places, but they're littered with checkpoints of all sorts of brigades and the government troops. Go to this city. We don't really know too much about the contents of these convoys or whether they're sort of pilfered along the way or have certain items removed from them. And then a few days later, they'll go back to the city. But it is this ridiculous, circuitous, a very dangerous route that most of the aid still has to travel on. And the fact that shipments from Iraq are now allowed to go straight to the parts of the country that need them may sound like an improvement in the situation, but there's all there really is in the eastern part of Syria that's close to Iraq is a desert. There's some stragglers along the road as we met, Beck and I met when we were in Jordan. But that is not a country that really has the kind of need for aid that the Jordanian border towns, the Lebanese border towns, and the Turkish border towns have. So I don't think there's been anywhere near the type of improvement in the humanitarian situation within Syria as one may have been led to believe on a statement heard today at the UN.
Yeah. Great update. Luke Vargas, Talk Radio News. Thanks.
Take care. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks, Luke.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We believe that nobody should have to choose between putting food on their kids' table or taking them to see a doctor. We took up a fight because we believe that in America, nobody should have to worry about going broke just because of somebody in their family or they got sick. We're not going to walk away from it. If I've got to fight another 3 years to make sure this law works, then that's what I'll do.
The president launches into a long speech about Obamacare while families are cringing at the possibility of what to do in the gap. Some are having to get gap coverage because their policies were canceled and they're still looking for something that fits. So you've got December 23rd is the deadline. What happens then? If not, you got the 5 million policies plus that were canceled, because really it's going to be much higher than that, for not meeting the standards. And then you still have the website problems. And no matter what they say and no matter how they sell healthcare.gov, folks, it is filled with potholes. I've been on it 20 times. I've gotten on three. I've sent three members of my family to the site at different times to check to see what's happening with them. So we already know about the woes with the website and the money that was thrown down the rat hole and then trying to make it up, and how technology just isn't the bag of the government. They're terrible at it, or they certainly contract the wrong people and just throw, what is it, good money after bad money and vice versa at this point. I mean, it's just money chasing money. But here's the thing. The bottom line is, in all seriousness, people are panicked about what to do about their coverage. What are they going to do about the coverage? So the White House is striking out and launching some media attention toward this site and toward signing up and all of that. The president was speaking at the White House around a bunch of supporters for the law and said that the Affordable Care Act is working. That, yes, a flawed website's going to get better. Tell the friends, tell the families, don't get discouraged. And then he slammed the Republicans and said that this is just kind of campaign-style pushing. That's what they're doing. And so these consumer problems, it's going to get fixed. It's not a broken website. It's going to be fixed and things will change. much different than what the Speaker of the House was spouting, John Boehner, who is saying that people have to pay higher prices at the same time. They're losing the doctor of their choice, and they're losing their health plan. So you know this, for the past, really for the past 4.5 years, we've been all over this whole health care thing. I've said it before. You heard all sides of this, Democrats, Republicans, doctors, insurers, lobbyists, any rock we could turn over, we looked through this. And we knew that there was going to be problems, obviously, implementing the law. Inevitably, I have to say, the problems were that much bigger than originally thought would probably be the big rollout, that there would be a few little things, but not the kinds of problems that there have been. So the president is trying to change the narrative in order to assure some coattails, some people who are running in the midterms in 2014, that the coattails aren't tarnished. But I say you look at those approval ratings, and boy, Congress is dented anyway. They're, depending on what poll you look at, Congress overall is at a 9% approval rating, a 7% approval rating. Nobody wants to hear about what anyone's doing in as far as Congress is concerned. And the president, his approval ratings have dumped into the 30s, and they really haven't bounced back at this point. And I don't think they will bounce back anytime soon with all of the goings-on with trying to figure out what's going to happen with health care. Because I'll say it 100 times on this show, and all of you know it. Health care is personal. It's personal because everybody's different with their demographics, their age, their possible problems. One day you're healthy, the next day you have got cancer. Everybody is different. Children that are sick, children that are healthy. How many children do you have? How many people are working in your household? You get the picture. Are you single? Are you older? What about Medicare? What about Medicaid? So the affordable idea of health care, of course, appeals to everyone. Even the richest among us, who's going to say that they don't want good quality, affordable health care? But the problem goes way back to decades ago. And not following through, not trying to make something happen, and for goodness sake, not keeping a lid on the insurers at the beginning of this, when they were able to go hog wild. The biggest lobbying group in D.C. is comprised of insurers. But I don't think you can lay this all on the doorstep of the people who insure. They're being screwed up because of the regulations. And we go back to 2010. We are almost ending 2013. The law is passed. Time to implement. Tons of money is dumped into the hands of people who do websites. The technology is flawed. The execution is flawed. And now the solutions are flawed. Although I will say this. The Republicans don't have an answer. You're not hearing solutions. I think if somebody was smart, they'd take up the banner for, okay, here's the better solution. It's not foolproof because nothing is ever foolproof. Nothing is ever 100%. But here are the roads, the steps that really we should take, and here's what needs to not happen. Pre-existing conditions, that's a good thing, right? Losing doctors who've known you, doctors that you trust, that's not a good thing. There are people that go to doctors, and there are people who are afraid to go to doctors. And I think this is not encouraging them. The numbers that I want to see the numbers of people who are fined by the IRS because they opted not to get health insurance. And then I would want to know, how many people had health insurance and decided, I'm just going to play Russian roulette. I'm not even getting insurance because I can't afford it now. Now I've knocked out into the category of this is not affordable. And that is the giant ripoff. If you were getting insurance, paying for insurance, getting by and being able to pay at least, you know, your share for whatever kind of insurance plan you had, and now it's just too bloody high with the premiums, and then what the deductible would be, but let's just start with the premiums, then that's the person who's getting strangled. And it's usually the person who's barely making it, maybe someone in between. It's certainly not on the high end. Even if they complain, there's not a worry there, and it's not on the really, really poverty-stricken end or people not making a lot of money because they'll be able to get cheap or practically free insurance. So it's really the person in the middle, because the middle-class person is the person that's really getting screwed up in this whole thing. And the problem is the middle class isn't the middle class of what it used to be. The wages that they put for middle class wages are really poverty wages. By the time you take taxes out, and then you, depending on how large the family is. So we are really sliding down a very slippery slope, my friends. And the president's outselling the plan. He's selling it all over the place. We'll see what the numbers show at the end of next year, and we'll see heading into March 31st, because that's when you have to have the insurance buy, otherwise you're going to be fined. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk about the train and ultimately what could have led to the crash, taking the curve on Sunday, Bronx train headed into Manhattan, 30 mile an hour is what it should have been. Maybe a little more than that, but it was posted at 30 mile an hour. The engineer was going 82 miles an hour. So there's lots of assumptions, people speculating all over the place. I mean, I gotta be honest, first thing I thought is, oh, cell phone. Tell me, let's find out how old he is and let's see if he was texting his girlfriend. Yo, call you later. Let's have breakfast, whatever. Like we've seen in other train incidents. But it's not looking so much that way. It's looking like something completely different. And it's something that happens, it used to happen a bunch with some truck drivers, and it happens with people who push their limits of getting on a highway when they're exhausted. And so fatigue may have played a part in this. Fatigue might have been part of this. So we'll talk more about that. And that's, would be a brutal thing. Someone just completely exhausted. Why working other jobs? Just exhausted from partying or staying up late or whatever. And that was one I didn't necessarily think of, but that's one that's caused a lot of traffic accidents, to say the least. All right, we're going to look more into that and a few other odds and ends, too. Stay with us.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Just a second on America Tonight. You can chime in on this, too. Let's be honest. Have you ever fallen asleep at the wheel? Did you ever do that nod thing? You know, where all of a sudden you're driving along and then, boom, you lose time. It's a freaky deal. I guarantee that all of us at some point have at least done that. I really think that. In fact, I'm going to say, I always say there's no 100%. I'm going to say I am 100% sure that at some point in your life, you did do the nod. You did do it. So we're going to talk about that in a second. You want to throw in? Jump on these phone lines. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney here with you on America Tonight. Coming up in the segment after that, goats, mixed nuts, and noise. I'd want to stick around just to find out what that is, right? Oh, we got some good stuff. Good stuff on this show. Let's talk about the train deal and falling asleep. The NTSB yanked the rail union from the investigation into the computer. It was the computer generated, but the commuter train investigation. So I thought my theory was maybe this is, you know, something to do with the phone. Maybe. Now it seems that basically he sort of lost time when he went into the curve. Alcohol tests, negative. Drug tests, they're waiting for the results on that. But the one thing that the engineer, William Rockefeller, said as he had dozed off moments before the derailment, which happened at that sweeping curve. It's pretty sharp. Been on that train once. It's in the tracks. It's right near where the Hudson and the Harlem Rivers meet. And they determined, the NTSB, that that train was like almost like runaway speed. Of course it was runaway speed. 82 miles an hour. So he nodded off. And it is pretty much that thing that you do when you're in a car. When you're driving, because you're whipped. You're doing, I don't know, you're doing too many things. Or you require a lot of sleep. You didn't get any. The baby kept you awake. Whatever the reasons are. People do it. It's very scary. When you think about car accidents and all the distractions, it's absolutely on the list. So the nod, falling asleep, might be the reason why. He said he caught himself, but he caught himself too late. So now he's panicked. He does the nod. He puts the train in an emergency 6 seconds before derailment. You're not stopping that train 6 seconds before derailment. Those people were screwed, frankly, sitting in those seats where they're just falling all over the place because there's no seatbelts. You've got no seatbelts. You got those big seats with the high backs. It reminds me of when I was a kid and you took the school bus. Yeah, it was like sort of uncomfortable because it seemed like it was a good big cushiony seat, but then it had that big back. Well, that's exactly what these seats are like. They're just longer. And so nobody had a shot at that. You were grabbing on for whatever. And that's why, because the speed was so high. Boom, glass everywhere. Boom, gravel everywhere. No time to react. You're in a skid. So if you're in a car, that's the same thing. I mean, sadly, how often do you hear about, when you hear about accidents, okay, geez, was it alcohol related? Were they texting? Was it something that happened in the car? There is another category, and it's that nod. So be honest, America and beyond, because we have our great listeners, Sam and Club, listening in the UK. The Jakes, they call themselves the Jakes. The Jakes in Spain. Christina in Sweden, a nod to you. I've done it. I've done the nod. I'm usually very good about the whole driving thing, and I would pull over, and I have pulled over. I used to work at WFAN in New York, and sometimes at the last second, I would get a call about, could you fill in for who was then the host, who sort of did the overnights, because I wasn't on overnights, and his name was Joe Beningo. He's still there at the station. He's doing like a midday show now, and yeah, sure. So then I'm going up to New York. It's taking me 45 minutes. And whatever else was going on previously during the day, I would be just whipped after I got off the air, after all the hours. And I'm driving down the New Jersey Turnpike. And I have to say, because I one time felt myself that where I lost that space, I pulled over. They have lots of different, you know, rest stops. Got some coffee, and I just locked the car and fell asleep for a while. Set an alarm because I thought, I'm not driving down this turnpike like this, even though I don't have that far to go. I'm not going to risk trying to go 30 more minutes when I'm nodding, when I'm tired. I can't do this. And I looked around, and I saw that there were other people in the same situation. And I you know, really, bravo to them. Because I thought, well, that's good. We're pulling over. We're doing the responsible thing. And getting air or walking around or, you know, whatever. And a lot of truck drivers, same deal. There was a lot of truck drivers in that parking lot. And it's like one of the first rest stops right off of the Verrazano Bridge. And then you're on the turnpike. And they did the same thing, and I thought, boy, that's good, because you got people traveling from all over the country, all over this turnpike, and it could be disastrous. You think you're okay. No, I'm okay. I'm not going to fall asleep. No, I'm okay. Well, this is what happened with this driver. So I guess after the series of interviews, they got this out of him. And, boy, you look at those trains. If you haven't seen them, because this is radio, go to the internet and just put it in. put the New York train crash, any of that, and you'll see it. It's unbelievable what those trains look like. And the train engineer was nodding off. He caught himself, but it was too late, and all of a sudden he's not on a straightaway, and he's out. And he said it that they had, see, here's the thing. He's got a lawyer, because that's the first thing, you got to get a lawyer. People are dead, people are critically injured, people are injured. This is a serious train accident. And the lawyer characterized, his lawyer, William Rockefeller, the engineer's lawyer, characterized it as highway hypnosis. And that's a good name for it, because that's what happens. You're driving along, and then all of a sudden, that's it. And they're saying that he got a full night's sleep, that it wasn't about that, that he just went into that daze, but that's not a good excuse. I think in a court proving all of that, and you think injured 67, four people killed, it's not looking good. Nodding off, caught yourself too late, so a train engineer falls asleep and people are dead. That's not going to work. This is definitely going to end up in court, and this is one of the things that's going to, this lawyer's going to have to prove a lot of things to try to get him out of the middle of this, and I don't think so. Because that was what they were asking. Did he have a chance to get the sleep because he had a 5 a.m. shift the day of the Sunday accident? At least they know it's not anything else connected to it. So it'll be interesting to follow this story and see where it ends up. For sure in court, but what happens with the engineer? I mean, the people are not going to be happy when they hear that, because it implies all kinds of things. That, you know, why did that, how did that happen, why did that happen kind of deal. And I think it's, like I said, following this story, it's very, very sad, and it's the nodding off deal is going to be part of the discussion. It happens. I really believe that everybody has it happen at least once or twice. All right, the Daily Salute. Often, applause. I love it. I just say it, and James hits it because he's filling in for Matt Johnson, who celebrated his 50th birthday the other day. No, he wasn't 50. The other night I said he was 20. So I'm just going to make up ages. He's 50 this time. He's 60. All right. James says he's 60, right? Did you hear that? So here's the Daily Salute. I love Pope Francis. I don't care if you're Catholic or not. You know, I was raised Catholic. Married to a Protestant, got friends all over the board when it comes to religion. I love this Pope because he just doesn't care. He doesn't try to lie or hide his background. And he worked in a nightclub. He was a bouncer. Pope Francis was a bouncer. That's why he relates to the average person, I guess, right? How wild is this? The jokes abound about the pearly gates and St. Peter and all that nonsense. But he truly is a modern-day pope. He is not, of course, he's very popular because he's not the business-as-usual kind of guy. I love the fact. Rush Limbaugh says he's a Marxist pope. But I'm just saying, this is a guy who I wouldn't be surprised if next week he comes out and says, you know, who knows what, when it comes to something else in his background. Somebody said he might say he didn't inhale, but this is what he did. So you go from bouncer all the way up to Pope. Bravo. I wonder if he had to rough anyone up. Ah, that would be interesting. I got roughed up by Pope Francis. All right. Did you ever nod off? Come on. Anybody out there nod off when they're driving around? How long is the most that you've driven and you haven't stopped? I did Ohio to Florida one time. I didn't nod off then. 855-266-5283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us. So how about it, folks? Highway hypnosis, as the lawyer said. Ever nod off in the car? Ever work a double shift where you're just flat out exhausted? I gave my example of pulling over, and I did that a couple times. Even when I did nod off, a few times I pulled over. I could feel that I was tired. I pulled over on the Jersey Turnpike not too long outside of New York going south to South Jersey and Philadelphia, and decided, yeah, I'm going to just pull over and not drive. And I did a lot of times, because I don't necessarily require a lot of sleep. I have, like everybody else, I pitched in and helped somebody and worked extra, and, you know, we're in situations where I work 12 hours straight or whatever, and you got to think there's just something that kicks inside of you that makes you a little bit tired, even if you say, ah, I'm okay. I mean, look, that's why we have Red Bull and all that, all the other sodas that caffeinate you up to death, because that's the idea, playing to the no dose, wake you up, anything, because you're asleep. And there is something to that. I mean, you know, so here this engineer with 150 people on board, that if it goes to this, which now this is what they're saying, the union rep is saying this, he's got a lawyer, the reason four people are dead and 67 people are injured is because the engineer nods off, so boom, by the time he wakes up, too late. That is scary, isn't it? Oh, I can't even imagine hearing that would be so, to be like the widow of one of those people and to, I mean, it's life, right? But to get that call while you're burying your husband, and everybody's going to say, well, what happened? It's human nature. It's what we call here in America tonight, the water cooler buzz. And then that's what it's going to be. Well, the guy who was the engineer, he had 20 years experience. He nodded off, and by the time he woke up, it was too late. He slammed on the brakes, but he had just seconds, and that they were goners. The train just toppled over. It's amazing. It's amazing that more people weren't killed in that, I got to say. Time now for goats, mixed nuts, and noise. Can I hear that goat again? All right, so Bill Clinton, is he a mixed nut? Is it just noise, or is he a goat? He says, I never denied smoking pot. I thought that was where that whole I didn't inhale nonsense came from. I didn't inhale. He did an interview with Jorge Ramos, and he said he never denied smoking marijuana. He said, I didn't say I was holier than thou. I tried. I never denied that I used marijuana. He went into the whole thing. He said he's been open about that. He remember, though, that he said, I did not inhale when he was smoking pot, as he was a Rhodes Scholar during those years. He said, when I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two. I didn't like it. I didn't inhale. I didn't try it again. And now, then Clinton says, when he's pressed about it, I told the truth. I thought it was funny, and the only journalist who's there, I told the truth. So he's saying now that he never denied it, so he doesn't understand that. So he's making a funny, he's saying. I was making a funny, and the journalist put the inhale thing down, and then everybody ran with it. And then he kind of just squirmed out of the question as to whether he would have approached immigration differently than what Obama's doing. And all he said was, it's not fruitful to go back over that ground. So I'm going to say he's a goat. He's a goat for not just saying, yeah, you know, I said the inhale comment. Yeah, I smoked pot. I was in England. I smoked pot, you know, 150 times, and that's it. I don't know. I thought it was funny. Here's the next one. The next one is you got a couple that's been fined $3,500. And so you say, well, what for? So they're fined $3,500. Who cares? They were fined for a negative online review. The couple is from Utah, and they're saying that this review that they did, it happened years ago when John Palmer bought his wife Christmas gifts off of a website called cleargear.com. They never got them. And the Palmer said that the transaction was automatically canceled. After 30 days, it turns out that, you know, the money then went back into their account. So that's what happened. And it got screwed up somehow because they get the money back into PayPal, and then it says there's no activity here. So then they supposedly put it back in the other account and they canceled the sale. So in other words, they were bouncing up, this clear gear was bouncing around all over the place. And they said they tried to call them up to find out what happened, how come, you know, what's going on with the money, what's, you know, how come this wasn't refunded, how come this, how come that. And they wrote a review. They posted a review on the company on ripoffreport.com. So they went to Ripoff Report, and they said there's absolutely no way to get in touch with a physical human being. No extensions work. So, haha, that's a funny. Like Clinton, I did not inhale. So they say that. This has happened in 2008. They got an email from that company saying they're going to be fined $3,500 if the negative review posted on ripoffreport.com wasn't taken down within 72 hours. Ridiculous, isn't it? Ridiculous. They're trying to, it's like extortion. I think it's extortion. That's not good for that company. I mean, wouldn't this fall into the First Amendment rights? That you could have free speech? That you could go onto another website and you could criticize what happened? I don't know. Here's what I think is going to happen. This story is going to become a lot bigger because you're going to have a lot of lawyers that are going to start getting calls from companies that are putting language in tiny, tiny print that you can't see. You know when you have to hold something up to your face so close it like covers your whole face? And it's going to say that you can't criticize them or some nonsense if there's a problem. So they either take it off ripoffreport.com or they pay the $3,500 or then they end up in court. I think they're going to end up in court. So I'm going to say noise. I'm saying it's noise from the company. And this segment, if you just tuned in, is goats, mixed nuts, or noise. Which is it? I'm saying we love the goats. I'm saying it's noise, and it's going to end up costing money. But think about it. If you're the person who writes the review, but think of places that have reviews. It like Travelocity, you know, the websites where you're going through and you're talking about what you saw in the hotel. And some of them are terrible. They trash the hotels, and then there's a good one, and then there's a bad one, and then they talk about the food and, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's lots of websites like that. In fact, they're very helpful sometimes. So the tactic by the company, I think, is cheeseball-y, and it's stupid on their part, but I think they can push it. They'll push it, the limit, because they'll have enough lawyers that they can keep it tangled up in court. I don't think this goes away. So there you have it. All right, I think I have time to squeeze in one more. I can squeeze in one more. All right, how about this? Researchers in Hawaii found a World War II Japanese submarine that was actually scuttled by the Navy in 1946 to keep its technology out of the hands of the Soviet Union. Do you love that? Hey, let's get rid of this thing. We got to sink it down. We got to scuttle it because we can't let them get their hands on it. And that's what they did. So I'm going to say mixed nuts on that one. Absolutely. I love the story. There was an undersea research lab at the University of Hawaii that discovered this in 2,300 feet off the coast of Oahu, and they said it was totally unexpected. All of a sudden, they're diving, and they smash into a submarine? That's crazy. Then they do this investigation, and they find out that we got rid of it to keep it away from the Soviets. Mixed nuts. Come on, mixed nuts.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.